Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So we are here today to discuss The Catch. So this originally debuted August 10th, 2003.
Yes.
Directed by Alan Taylor. This is his last episode with us. He also directed the episode before this. He's going to go on to win an Emmy Award for The Sopranos. He's going to direct the pilot of Mad Men. He's going to direct like 7 Game of Thrones episodes. So he has quite a career.
Yeah.
Written by Cindy Chupac. Our DVD recap. An assignment sends Carrie to explore the newest pastime for singles in New York, swinging through the air on the flying trapeze. Miranda finds herself hiding underneath her bed, nestled next to Fatty, when Steve drops by unexpectedly with his girlfriend Debbie. Equally troubled is Samantha, as she realizes that she definitely likes having Smith around. Charlotte and Harry's wedding day arrives, but much to the bride's chagrin, nothing seems to work out properly.
Is that a pastime of single people?
I remember when this existed. Like, I remember the couple of summers that this was on, you know, like near the like the West Side Highway.
Right. I thought it was Chelsea Piers, but I could be
wrong. It's close to that. Okay. I feel like it was a little bit, you know, it was in that area,
right.
Basically. Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Trapeze School, New York, I'm assuming?
Something like
it
that.
It said TSNY on his shirt. Sure.
So, yeah, so we start out with Carrie climbing a ladder to a trapeze.
My career had reached new heights, literally.
Now, is the man working the trapeze an actual trapeze worker?
You know what? I don't know.
Because he wasn't credited.
Oh, he's not?
Not on IMDb that I could find.
Oh, he probably is
then.
So
I thought he just worked maybe there.
Yeah. Stanford is wearing Monet pants. He's just wearing very, like, active sort of.
Yeah, I mean, his whole outfit is out of control. And then he has the nerve to comment multiple times that Carrie is a clown. I'm like, look at you, Stanford. And
yeah, he wants to go shopping.
Wouldn't you rather be a Jeffrey? They're having a sale on stripes.
That's not supportive!
Yeah, for the record, I have a fairly severe fear of heights.
Yeah.
And I think that I could do this.
Well, there's a net right
there.
Yeah. You ready to grab the bar?
I'm ready to go to the bar. Does everyone say that?
Pretty much.
2 hours later, I was hooked.
Right. And first...
What?
Stanford, I love that he sings.
Swing out, sister!
2 hours on a trapeze.
2 hours of just doing, and she hasn't even tried. I don't really get that.
No, I don't know if she was on there for 2 hours.
And she can't do it.
No, she can't do the catch.
Let go!
No, 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 no.
I don't understand what she can't do.
She doesn't want to let go of her hands.
But then she lets go and falls.
Right.
Because she literally does the worst thing that can possibly happen if you don't do the catch correctly.
Right, but I think that... So the catch, it's like if you put out your hands, you could fall mid-catch. She's just like, I'm going to fall. And like... lets herself fall.
I don't get it. Once again, as someone who has a fear of heights, this feels very silly to me.
Reminds me of the Josh Groban song Let Me Fall from Cirque du Soleil. It's a very beautiful song.
That day, I didn't get caught. But Samantha's zipper did.
Yes, her zipper is caught. This seems like a really, like, reoccurring problem in women's clothing.
Yeah.
At least on TV and film.
It does happen. It happens a lot because they have these things called invisible zippers, which are the zipper thing where when it zips up, you don't see it.
Right.
I worked in the bridal shop, so I know a lot about these, and I'm usually pretty good at getting a zipper up. But sometimes that does happen. It's happened to me in a dressing room.
Okay.
A few times. I think it's because a lot of women's clothing with zippers tends to be more form-fitting.
Sure.
So if you zip it up, you're like, how do I get out?
Yeah, she sort of twists herself onto the bed.
Yeah, and I like the line. Yeah, she is a full Carrie here. It is like Carrie just had 2 martinis. That's how Samantha's acting. And they make the comment that the problem with living alone is there's not someone always there to rip your clothes off. Samantha has never had that problem before. She's always found someone. It may even be like the maintenance man of her building. Or perhaps the man selling hot dogs outside. But she will find someone.
What's her super's name? Juan?
Juan, yeah.
So Charlotte and Harry are getting their pictures taken in Central Park.
Their engagement photos.
Yeah, she really wants their wedding announcement to be in the Times.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just not great at smiling.
Yeah, and I think it's not that she wants it to be in the Times, because I think you can pay to have it in the Times. I think she was concerned that she wants the picture to make
right,
it as well.
Absolutely.
A little less teeth, just relax your lips. Oh no, now you're squinting.
But no kissing photos, it's tacky.
Yeah. It's just a scene. I mean, I guess that I wonder if this was before or after the same plot line was used in Friends.
Oh, I don't know.
Chandler couldn't smile properly for a photo.
I thought the point was to look natural.
That's what I'm trying to get you to do.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays with engagement photos, everyone loves a kissing photo.
It's tacky.
Well, according to Charlotte.
So, Brady's wearing a clown shirt.
Yeah, a scary clown shirt that Debbie got at the 6th Avenue flea market.
Did you wash it first?
She also got something for you.
And Debbie also got Miranda a candle.
An aromatherapy candle. I'm wondering if she also got that at the flea market.
Probably.
Because I love a candle at a garage sale or a flea market, because usually it's just been lit once and someone decided, ew.
Right. I do actually really like a scented candle, but I'm very picky. No vanilla.
Yeah. And then Steve brings up the fact that Debbie would like to meet Miranda because Brady's with her a lot.
Yeah. And he thinks it will make her more comfortable. And suddenly Miranda's very comfortable.
Yeah, I'm completely comfortable. I don't need to meet her. I trust you.
Yeah. So what I wrote about the next scene is I just wrote, so Miranda is not wild about the candle.
She bought me a fucking candle.
Yeah. They're at lunch discussing Miranda meeting Debbie. You know, everyone's kind of just being a good friend to Miranda at this point. Yeah.
Women with candles replace women with cats is the new sad thing.
I just wrote, I love cats and candles. They are not sad. You are sad, Samantha. Oh, also, I wrote, this is when I noticed the green apples. Did you notice the green apples?
No.
There are literally just two green apples sitting on the table, and they're on every table.
Weird.
It's like they're...
Decorative apple.
Yeah, there's just decorative apples on every table.
A very recent story of a decorative apple. My roommate came home with a terrible tummy ache, and I said, What happened? He's like, I think I got food poisoning. I'm like, well, from what? He's like, I don't know. The apple. I was like, what apple? He's like, well, we have these like decorative, like they're real apples at work, but like they're just used for decoration. And I was hungry and I ate one. I didn't wash it.
They're probably sprayed with something.
Yeah, and they're old and, or not old, but like they just have been handled by a lot of people. Like they're not for eating.
Yeah, I don't know if these are to keep the tablecloths down.
Yeah, I mean, they say like literally for, not just for a decoration.
Yeah, they're literally just like very large green apples sitting on every table in this restaurant. So there you go. So yeah, Carrie says a lot of stuff about not being friends with the new girlfriend, but it's really just to be supportive.
But there is a baby involved.
Exactly. She's using Brady to get to me, and I am not falling for it.
I mean, I think what Steve is doing, how most women, not most women, how I have seen this situation pan out in real life with other people or in TV and film is... Hey, I think you should meet Debbie. She spends a lot of time with Brady. Why is she spending so much time with Brady? Like, it's usually that way around. Not right. Like, nope, I trust her. It's fine. Whatever. Yeah. Like, whatever we can do to avoid meeting Debbie.
So, yeah, then we get to them talking about Carrie doing the trapeze. And Carrie says she couldn't let go. And then Samantha has to make it dirty.
You are insane for getting into a harness without even the hope of an orgasm.
Because Samantha.
I like the line, though, about, I'm not afraid of heights. Have you seen my shoes?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
So we meet Harry's best friend, Howie Halberstein.
Yes, which I don't know him, but now I know him because I was watching it with my Apple roommate and he was like, I love this guy. He's been like, he's a talking person with Chelsea Handler quite a bit.
Yeah, Brian Callen. He's currently on the Goldbergs. He's one of the original Mad TV actors. I for sure have a little bit of a crush on him.
Ooh.
He's very, very cute.
Everyone, this is Harry's best friend, Howie Halberstein, in from Hello. Portland.
We're not crashing. I'm just here to drop off the photo proofs.
Which would never be a thing, right? Like, nowadays, at this luncheon, Charlotte would be like, girls, look at these pictures on my phone.
Right.
So I always think that's kind of fun and interesting, because you used to have to take that magnifying glass and really look at them.
We're going to have a quick bite to eat, and then I'm going to take the place cards to the calligrapher.
Oh. And after that, if there's time, we're going to go around the corner and try to find our balls.
The women are laughing as if they've never heard a balls joke before. Samantha especially. She's like...
Yeah, they find it very, very funny. We also discovered that there might be a bit of a setup happening here.
Yeah.
Good guy. You too. I see it happening.
Harry basically just asked Carrie, like, if she can show Howie around.
I have to do a flying trapeze thing.
That is so weird, because I have a lion taming thing tomorrow, so that's out for me.
He gives her his business card.
Yeah, and says he'll be waiting by the phone.
And she invents the term expiration dating.
Yeah, the girls basically think that she's crazy to not go out with him. Yeah, she refers to it as expiration dating, which... Okay, I'll give you that one.
I love an expiration date. No foodborne illness in my house. except
for the apple.
The apple. But that wasn't my doing.
My mom thinks that expiration dates were made up just so you have to buy new stuff.
I want your mom to host some sort of, like, Ask Mike's Mom. Because I feel like there's going to be a lot of things that are just fun.
Yeah. Yeah, good times. Samantha says it'll be a fling, and Carrie just says that she's too old for a fling, which I kind of get it.
But she hasn't been too old for a fling these past six seasons.
Sure, and now she is.
Yeah.
You know.
This episode, new Carrie.
But I feel like she has changed. Like, yeah. I feel like these are characters that do actually sort of change, which is unusual for television.
But also, like, dig at Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha doesn't change as much,
no,
I guess.
She just lives in a fling.
Yeah.
And a sling.
And yeah, we get to, you know, when you're young, everything is about fun.
Mm-hmm. But,
which is true.
I mean, not
to a
everything.
Certain extent.
Middle school was not fun.
Yeah, but most of what you're doing is trying to find the fun.
Right. I still do.
Good for you. I don't as often as I should.
Find the fun, Mike Jensen.
I know. Well, I'm
find
looking.
The fun and face the fears.
Then you grow up and learn to be cautious.
And we get to the question.
In life,
one has to face a huge assortment.
See, I gave you that one. I knew I would do it. He's seen Aida 14 times.
13.
14 times. In life, when there's no safety net, when did it stop being fun and start being scary? It's always been scary.
I was going to say at 30.
Oh.
I just remember a good friend of mine who was turning 30, and I was like in my 30s at the time. And she was sort of like, so what's different about turning 30? And I'm not saying this is true for everybody, but what I said was, everything just gets a little bit scarier.
Yeah, I think that's true. As I get older, I think it's just because I know more.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I remember going to, you know, even just going to Six Flags for the first time in over a decade and being like, getting on a roller coaster and being like, what? Why? What? Why am I strapped into this
death
machine?
Why am I doing this?
Yeah, this is insane. You just are more aware. Like, right. You're actually aware of mortality. You're aware that things can go badly. I mean, we've talked about it on this podcast, like Amy Schumer's thing about 20s hope. Where you're like, everything's amazing, everything's a possibility, and that does kind of go away a little bit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, my answer was 30. But yeah, I think that once again, I think it's just because we're just more aware of the world at a certain point. And one should not be driven by fear.
No.
I recognize that I am a person who is very driven by fear, and it's something to work on. So Carrie's back at the trapeze, and she still can't do it.
No.
I don't know.
Is this the same footage?
Oh, I don't know.
At first, I thought maybe my Amazon just rewound it, because I was like, wait, what's happening here?
I would have to look and see if she's wearing a different outfit. I'm sure they filmed it all. I'm sure they filmed all three of the scenes on the same
right.
day. So we cut to Anthony yelling at someone about short, stubby little dick candles.
He wants long tapers.
Yeah, long tapered.
I want nothing but lilies on the chuppah. The theme is Yentl Chic.
Charlotte reveals the dress.
Mm-hmm. Which, I have a lot of questions about this. Number one. Once again, we're going to plan Charlotte's wedding in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
I stopped my TV at this point and was like, wait, we've been watching this episode for 17 minutes. Do we have enough time for a full wedding? Yep.
Yeah, we do.
None of the girls were with her when she bought this dress. I understand this is her second second wedding, and she's had a lot of reservations about getting a dress anyway. But I just find it interesting that none of the girls were with her. We haven't heard about it.
They weren't with her on the first dress either, though. It was just her and Anthony.
Yeah, so then they talk about all of the Jewish wedding traditions that she's going
to
do.
Everything's going to be according to tradition.
Right, and she talks about the hora.
Yeah, Anthony has advice about the hora.
Pretend you're having a good time, hang on for dear life, and for fuck's sake, keep your legs together. Nobody wants to see the bride's beaver.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, but I love, though, that when he says that, she goes, shh, don't say that in front of my dress. Like, her dress can't hear. It's the same thing as, Harry, I'm wearing my glasses. Like, I love these little asides that Charlotte makes that don't really make much sense.
Right.
But in her mind, they're very important.
Yes, we have a minute. It's the New York Times fact checker. Yes, Goldenblatt has two T's. Sure. Fax it over.
Yeah, Harry comes in and she hides behind Anthony and could very easily just say, Harry, run into the other room.
Yeah, it is kind of a like that she has to slink off instead of being like, go away, like turn around. And yeah, she basically just screams in Anthony's ear.
Don't look at me!
Jesus Christ, Char, my ear.
She does sort of scream into the opposite ear of what he says. He's going like, it's a non-point.
Well, and Anthony's also a little dramatic.
He's a little bit dramatic.
Are all broads like that? That's nothing. I once had a girl on Long Island give herself a stroke.
Yeah, so Samantha is trying to put a bracelet on.
Hopefully I'll get cell reception down in Mexico.
Smith is going to film in Mexico.
With Gus Van Sant.
And Samantha's sort of looking forward to it.
Yeah, like I thought she was going too at first, because I saw that beachy ensemble, and I thought, oh, maybe that's what she means by the advantages of dating an actor, is that you get to go to fun places. But no, the advantages of dating an actor is that they leave.
Yeah, sometimes they're not around.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. It makes sense for Samantha, I
right,
suppose.
Of course, yeah.
And it's sort of like they're not spending their last night together.
Are you dying?
No.
Then it's not your last night.
I did sort of wonder why he's not going to the rehearsal dinner, but I guess that they're not that serious.
And he's not going to the wedding.
Right.
And listen, when you're on location, don't do anything I wouldn't do.
And he goes, like what? Like karaoke. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no
Me
karaoke.
Neither, Samantha.
So Miranda is singing to Brady and putting an earring on.
And then we hear...
Yeah, there's a sound at the door.
Debbie and Steve.
Yeah, she tells Magda that she's not home.
Magda, I'm not home.
Yeah, and she goes to hide.
Mm-hmm. But she looks great. I'm like, if you're going to meet Debbie,
this is
meet
a great
her like
time
this.
To do
yeah.
it.
You look really amazing. And I like that Magda just keeps going, she is not home.
Yeah.
She is not
that's
home.
That's her. That's only... That's she's been told what to say.
Yeah.
So now Debbie's meeting Magda.
Right, and he has to get Brady's stuffed animal, which is in the room.
Yeah, so
I have
Steve
not cleaned
is,
that room.
Steve is... yeah, Steve is coming into the bedroom, and we cut to Miranda and Fatty hiding under the bed.
Yeah, and those shoes that Debbie is wearing are a very... classic shoe of that time. So it's the slip-on wooden heel, and all we see of Debbie are these shoes.
Right.
So it's a slip-on wooden heel. It looks like a Candies style heel. Candies were huge. But it also looks like the classic Dr. Scholl's wooden heel. Huh. So it's either a Candies or a Dr. Scholl. But those were a very big deal.
We find out later both acrylic. Is that are those shoes acrylic?
Oh, I mean, yeah, they're not actual wood. Gotcha. They're like made out of like plastic wood.
Brady drops his binky.
Mm-hmm.
And Miranda does sort of, like, throw it. Like,
yeah.
I'm surprised they're not like, that's weird that binky came
right.
flying out
this
front of the
like
bed.
This is, like, a real, like, door-slamming farce
Yeah,
moment.
Exactly. Yeah, Miranda comes out and kind of tries to point out the dust, but she doesn't really have a leg to stand on
no.
at this point. Magda's kind of like,
Magda's
okay.
like, am I your housekeeper or am I your nanny? Yeah. Or am I lying for
or
you?
Or am I your secret keeper?
Right.
And I also feel like Magda's like, oh, I see what happened
yeah.
here. Yeah. Magda's no dummy.
That night, we all gathered at Charlotte's casual rehearsal dinner.
And now I'm thinking, oh, the wedding's tomorrow. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's happening really fast. I do like that Miranda describes Debbie as crazy.
Yeah.
And then goes on to explain the crazy thing that she did.
Which is hide under the
hiding
bed.
Under the bed.
And, you know, I was kind of a little bit heartbroken when she said, I don't want to meet her.
If I meet her, she's real, and that means Steve has an actual girlfriend.
Apparently, I wasn't the only one who had trouble letting go.
It is sad, because she doesn't want her to be real. I totally get that.
And I also don't think Samantha should be wearing white. I know it's not the wedding, but let Charlotte do that.
She's wearing the white today so that she can wear her, like, black tomorrow.
Right.
The girls encourage Carrie to go say hi to Howie.
Mm-hmm.
So she does.
Yep.
I'm sorry I never called.
Oh, I understand. You're busy that time of year. You know, final exams for clown college or something.
And so I will say that in this moment, I did start getting some Berger vibes.
Well, because he's a comedian.
Right. But I was kind of, I've always been really into this character until like the next scene. But I will say I'm like, oh, I can actually sort of see why Carrie might be like, I was just here.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had never gotten that before. Oh. This viewing was the first time that I was like, oh, he's a little
Burgery.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's also just that guy. It's that very
right.
like that comedian.
The guy, everything's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cut to bad sex. I don't understand this.
It's scary. I'm like, Carrie, just say no. You're going to die.
Yeah.
He is going to break through into Aiden's apartment. Yeah. I don't know who lives there now. But
I hope they've called the cops at this point.
Oh, yeah,
like something horrible and violent is happening next door.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy that no one at any point has been like, you're doing that wrong.
Yeah, or my neck just snapped.
Yeah. So now Samantha can't get the bracelet off. Smith has left a message on the machine.
Hey, I'm here. It's pretty cool. Miss me yet?
It's a short scene.
Yeah, she's like, I do for this.
Yeah, basically. So we get to a dramatic New York Times arrival.
It's here. The wedding day and the New York Times.
I don't
Times.
Understand. I mean, I know that, once again, we're going to go ahead and accept certain things that don't make any sense.
No. In the world of Charlotte getting married, she had her engagement photos taken.
Yeah.
And then immediately the proofs were shown to her the week of the wedding. Because, listen, hear me out. So Harry's friend is Huey.
Howie. So Harry, Huey, and Howie. We're all friends in
Harry,
college.
Huey, and Howie. So Howie is here for the week of the wedding. That's when Charlotte sees the proofs
yes.
for her engagement pictures. So she has somehow picked out a picture, submitted it to the New York Times the week of her wedding. They've picked it, published it, fact-checked it, all while they're figuring out candle work.
Right.
And now it's the day of the wedding.
And now it's the day of the wedding when the announcement is coming out. A little bit late for an announcement, if you ask me. Charlotte does look impossibly perfect also as she, like, gets out of bed. Yeah. She's like, it's here. Yeah. I really, really wish that I could read more of what was happening. Like, the back of the newspaper says, has a thing about, like, clinging to his coattails and memo to Barbie. You aren't the only model Ken knows.
Ooh.
It's just sort of strange. Yeah, so we open it and Charlotte has a mustache.
It's an ink stain. Hey, but look at Mina. That is a terrific smile.
This is a nightmare.
So a few things about this announcement. We discover that Charlotte's parents' names are Sandra Whitehead Muffin York, and her father is Dr. Stephen Foster York of Old Greenwich, Connecticut. We already knew that she graduated from Smith. She is currently a writer and editor at Fashions Magazine in Manhattan. What? Charlotte's had a job this whole time that we didn't know anything about.
Or she's lying.
That must be what it is. It's very bizarre. We also find that they're getting married at the Golden Briar Temple, which doesn't exist. We also have, next to this announcement, two paragraphs that are exactly the same about a woman named Natasha. And if you look above the announcement, you can read, "Marry they did yesterday at the bride's parent estate," which is the announcement of Natasha and Big's wedding from season 3.
Hmm.
Now, that episode was also written by Cindy Chupac, so I don't know if that's why they reused that, but I think it's very strange. They probably never intended for me to freeze frame it and read it aloud, right. But I just think it's kind of funny.
And we did.
And we did. So there you go. Some fun little freeze frame reading of the New York Times. Yeah, so she calls Carrie to have her check the mustache situation.
Yeah.
There's a little something.
I mean, it doesn't look like a mustache. It's obviously a ink
it's
splotch.
It's a smudge, but it, you
he
know.
He says she looks like Frito Bandito.
Well, because she thinks she looks like Hitler, which I can see it.
So Frito Bandito was the cartoon mascot for Frito's Corn Chips from 1967 to 1971.
I still think it might be racially insensitive.
Oh, of course. I mean.
Like everything from the 70s and 80s.
Right. And Sex in the City.
Right. I do like Carrie's idea that, like...
But maybe it's just my paper. And your paper.
So we get to the wedding where Carrie can barely walk, and she has the hairdo to go with it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Come on, Granny. I'll take you to the early bird special.
There also was a time period where we had a particular coworker who was prone to throwing his back out, where he would walk around very much like this, and it always reminded me of this episode.
Really?
Yes, always. I was like, you're so Carrie in that one episode of Sex and the City.
Would you tell him that?
I don't know if I ever did. Oh. You'll have to ask. Anyways, yeah.
I think he's listening.
He might be listening right now. I don't know if that's a nice thing or not. But anyways, very much reminded me of this episode.
This is a sex sprain.
Good for you.
No, it was not good for me. It was jackrabbit sex. You know, pow, 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 pow.
Are straight men still allowed to do that?
No, they aren't. It's bad.
Yeah, and then Howie's glad she made it. Was she maybe not going to make it to the
wedding? Well, I don't know. Does he know what he's done?
He doesn't. I mean, he's also just way too happy.
Yeah.
And he got a suite at the Mercer, and he wants to get to know her better.
And she figured it was a one-night thing, just
yeah,
fun.
She's like, we'll see. He takes it very personally.
If I knew you were using me, I wouldn't have made love to you like that.
Would you have made love to her in a better way if you
yeah,
had known?
Yeah, like, what if he had, like, what is his other option?
Is there a worse option than
maybe
that?
Maybe it's gentle.
Maybe, yeah. So the ceremony starts.
Yeah.
I just love Howie mouthing F you.
Yeah.
Mostly because I just love, I've said this in a previous episode, I think that Sarah Jessica Parker is one of the best re-actors.
Yeah.
Like, I just love, once again, some people feel like it's over the top. I don't care. I think it's so funny.
And the whole wedding is just a mess.
Yeah, things start to go awry.
They Harry's, spill wine yeah, on her.
Samantha chooses now to try to take the bracelet off.
Yeah, it breaks.
Pearls go everywhere, so I guess they're real.
The cup wouldn't break.
Yeah, Carrie's back spasms. They can't break the glass. Charlotte almost falls as they're coming down.
And she's crying in the bathroom. And
this is a disaster. It's the worst wedding in history.
Carrie actually tells her, you know, open your eyes. You're missing it.
You're missing everything.
You're missing your wedding. You have a wonderful man who loves you, who will be there to catch you when you fall. Do you know how special that is? I would love to find a man who was strong enough to catch me.
You had the beautiful wedding.
You had the perfect wedding.
With a terrible marriage.
Yeah, it did not go well. So, you know.
Maybe the awful wedding.
She does a good job. I feel like Carrie has some good words here. Good job, Carrie. So we cut to a sad Samantha, but mm-hmm. she's sad about the bracelet.
Yeah.
I guess if they're real pearls, I'd be sad too.
Yeah.
Howie is the first to toast, and it's not great.
No.
People don't care like they used to. People leave you hanging. People are a bitch.
Is this a toast or a roast?
So here's to love. And love means never, ever having to say, you used me for sex.
I think we've pointed out that the men always give the bad speeches at these things. And yeah, Charlotte sort of shares Carrie's philosophy with Harry.
Carrie said, the worse the wedding, the better the marriage.
Well, then I think Howie just got us to our silver.
And then Miranda speaks. I didn't know she would have been Charlotte's.
So I wondered about this as well, and I wondered if it wasn't like a conversation that we just didn't hear of in a nice way, being like, all right, Miranda's turn, you know, because Carrie was the maid of honor, whatever you want to call it. So maybe she sort of felt like, you know, Miranda's my friend too. We'll have Miranda do it this time.
Yeah, and I actually really liked what Miranda was saying and wanted her to continue.
I would like to congratulate my very brave friend, Charlotte, who knows what she wants. And who goes for it. Not everyone can do that, especially when it comes to love. Some of us can't even say the words.
And then she just catches on fire.
Yeah.
Sorry, hon. Good speech, though.
Yeah, so it's dancing time. Mm-hmm. And Carrie is really playing up the bad back old lady thing.
Yeah.
But it's funny. I still think it's funny.
He's certainly acrobatic.
Oh, yeah. He's a regular jerk de soleil.
Do you think everyone knows I slept with him?
Yes. And they all think you're a big whore.
That's good. I'll give Stanford that one. That was a good line. And then they're up on the chairs, and everything goes fine. And then it's time for the bouquet.
Who's ready to catch the bouquet?
Not me. I've lit myself on fire. I've showed emotion in public. I think I'm done.
And then, of course, gets hit in the head with the bouquet.
Right.
And then Michelle Branch starts singing.
Is that just...
Oh, is that her?
Yeah. Not. I actually did look it up to make sure that it wasn't Vanessa Carlton. I don't feel like we have a lot of like modern pop songs on
this
show.
No, this was the first song. Which song is it?
It's the If I Just Breathe song.
Yeah.
Which For those that don't know, Michelle Branch was like a very big pop phenomenon at a certain time. Mm-hmm. And sort of at the same time that Vanessa Carlton was a very big pop phenomenon. And they weren't really similar. I feel like Vanessa Carlton was more piano based and Michelle Branch was more guitar based. So Vanessa Carlton used to come into, they would get mistaken for each other a lot, even though they don't really look alike and their sound is different. But Vanessa Carlton used to come into the restaurant that I worked at, and I would always dare the server to go over and say, I just want you to know that I'm a big fan of your work, Miss Branch.
Yeah,
and no one would ever do it. So yeah, that's sort of it. It's not the perfect catch. She still can't do it, but she tries. And I guess that's the point of this. She tries to do it. How unprofessional. And she, you know, once again, the worst thing that can happen happens. She falls and is caught by the net.
Mm-hmm. Not a net.
Not a net. She's not there. But the girls are there to watch her and cheer her
on.
Would
you pull that crap with a net?
I would, because there's a net.
I survived because I have a good safety net.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't help but wonder what Fatty thought of Debbie. You know, was Fatty like, this bitch?
This bitch. I'm kind of amazed that you couldn't help but wonder what it has to do with the timing of the wedding. But I guess we've used that.
I've tried.
We've suspended our disbelief as much as we possibly can. I mean, I couldn't help but wonder how no one has ever told him that that's not how you do it.
This is not how you do it.
Yeah. Someone needs to let him know.
Yeah.
Sir?
Sir?
Time's up.
That's the wrong. Sir?
You're not using that right.
You're literally not doing it right.
And there you go, the catch. Charlotte's married again. Oh, it also says in the announcement that she's keeping her name.
Oh.
But I feel like she's referred to... Oh, we'll
as
see
Charlotte
in the future
York
if she's
Goldenblatt.
I feel like she is in the future, but we'll just kind of keep that and see if that happens. Keep it in your noggin.
All right.
All right, next week. Bye.
Bye.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for A Woman's Right to Shoes.
Annette.
Okay.
Like, I just thought of a lady named Annette watching
you. She's just watching that.
Yeah. Swing us. Mike and I are not doing well today.
You do our vocal warm-ups.
Me, me, mama, moo. Lips, done. The teeth, the tip of the tongue. You're kind of sad sometimes.
It's not the cats and the candles that make me sad.
It's the world. Oh, I like that you put an H in front of that W. Is that different than work? It's like hork.
It's hork.
Hork, bitch. That really got him.
That's funny. So Marantha is singing to Brady.
You did it again.
Did I?
Yeah.
Marantha.
Mm-hmm. I love
it. I don't know
it.
Why I do that.
Because we just talked about Miranda or Samantha. And now we're talking about Miranda.
It's my transition word. I'm transitioning to Miranda.
Marantha.
The girls encourage, I like that it says encourage. The girls encourage Carrie to go say he. My phone is really messing up here. This is not me. It's my phone.
Okay. No, in the world of Samantha getting married, she had her
engagement. Samantha?
Vanessa Carlton is currently in Waitress.
Is she? Oh.
No, she's. Vanessa Carlton was currently in Beautiful.
Yeah, there you go.
No, 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 Salminio.
And that's
I
it.
I would never stoop so low.